Mason taking scissors to play with the black folk down in Florida. Colored pens and for sexing up the. I'm the someone who knew they're not telling pre-September. I lean on in the loop to help them unremember.
I was flying on UA-93. That shadow in the footage, it was probably me. I'm the rumor, I'm the doubt, I'm the lie. But you wouldn't stand near me if you didn't want to die. Everything you know is wrong. There's a verse missing out of this song. Everything you know is wrong. Wrong, wrong.
Thank you. to great speeches and interviews on Access Sacramento and The Voice. I'm Steve Lerman. Today's program is a debate: is organic food marketing hype? Millions eat organic food to live longer and better, and millions more don't believe it. Although sales of organic food increased sixfold over the last decade, organics are still a tiny fraction of the food Americans eat. Is organic worth the extra cost, or does organic grossly overstate the health benefits?
I'm John Donvan of ABC News, and once again I have the pleasure and the honor of serving as moderator as the six debaters you see sharing the stage with me here at the Skirball Center for the Performing Arts at New York University will be debating this motion: organic food is marketing hype. Now, this is a debate. This is not a panel discussion or a seminar. It's a contest. One team will win and the other will lose, and you in our live audience, several hundred of you, will be acting as our judges. By the time the debate has ended, you will have voted twice, once before and once again after you have heard the arguments, to tell us where you stand on these issues. And the team that has changed the most minds will be declared our winner. And so on to the debate, round one, opening statements. And we begin first, I'd like to introduce Lord John Krebs. John Krebs was chairman of Britain's Food Standards Agency, which is like our Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, except it was just the F, not the D. And John, you were not chairman in 2009. You had left the board, but it sent a thunderbolt through the system when it came up with a study of the comparison, nutritional comparison, between conventional and organic food, and concluded what?
That there was no difference in the health benefits.
Which rolled like thunder through the movement. Ladies and gentlemen, John Krebs.
Let me explain, first of all, where I'm coming from in this. As the former head of the Food Standards Agency, I am not anti-organic. But what I am is pro-accurate consumer information. I am pro-healthy eating. And I am pro-a scientific, dispassionate analysis of the facts. Just last week, I was watching a television show about diet and health. And on the show, there was a woman who was working for a low income, and she had three children. And she said to the interviewer, "I feel really guilty because I cannot afford the organic food to feed my children a healthy diet." And that made me really cross, because she didn't need to buy organic food to feed her children a healthy diet. Although, according to the surveys, 6 in every 10 Americans who buys organic food believe that they're getting a healthier option. And they're paying for it, because when you go shopping, if you buy organic food, you spend $1.60 for every dollar that you would have to spend buying exactly the equivalent food produced conventionally. Why do I say that? I say that because I've scrutinized the evidence. Now, if you look at the evidence, you have to ask yourselves two questions. Who is saying it, and why are they saying it? And of course, if you listen to the organic sector that has a vested interest, they will pick and choose the evidence that supports their case. And it's not just the UK Food Standards Agency that John referred to, but at the last count, in 8 different countries where the federal or national agencies have looked at this issue, in every case, they've come to the same conclusion. There is no health benefit of eating organic food when compared with conventional food. Furthermore, and this is a really important point, in the UK, we have an advertising standards watchdog. And a few years ago, they penalized our two major supermarket chains for advertising and claiming that organic food is healthier. And note this, they did not come back with a legal challenge. What about safety of food? Because some people say, well, maybe I ought not to take the risk. Organic food is more natural. It's safer. Well, what are these safety issues? One thing that people are concerned about is pesticide residues. Well, two things to note. Organic farmers also use pesticides. They just use a different set of pesticides. But secondly, those residues are there when they are present in such minute quantities that they are harmless relative to the natural dangerous chemicals that occur in all the food you eat. So are people who eat organic food healthier than people who don't? And that's a pretty difficult question to answer. But there is one study that's looked at it, and it's an extremely large study. It's called the Million Women Study. And that study shows that there is no difference in the health outcomes for women that eat organic food and women that don't eat organic food. So I urge you to vote for the motion at the end of this evening.
Thank you, John Krebs. Our motion is organic food is marketing hype. And now to open arguments against this motion, I'd like to introduce Urvashi Rangan, who is Director of Technical Policy for the Consumers Union. That is the organization that puts out consumer reports. And Urvashi, your specialty there is labeling, and in particular where it comes to organic, you tell the rest of us whether if it's organic on the label, is it really organic in the jar?
That's exactly. Right. It's been part of my job for 10 years there, educating consumers about what organic means and what it doesn't, and allow them to make informed choices about the foods they buy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Urvashi Rangan.
Thank you. I'd like to address a few things that John brought up in this resolution. And the first thing is the resolution is not about whether organic is healthier or not. That's not what we're debating today. We're also not debating whether it's more nutritious. What we're debating is whether it's marketing hype or not. And for many years, I have to say, in my last 10 years rating labels, we've come across a lot of labels that are marketing hype. Natural, very few standards, no verification. Hypoallergenic, fragrance-free, free-range, all of those labels are marketing hype. They have no standards. They have no verification. On the other hand, organic food meets those criteria. It does have a comprehensive set of standards behind them, and it is verified. But let's get into five big reasons why organic offers benefit over conventional production. First of all, organic animals eat a diet free of poop. Can you believe that? So why am I saying that? Am I a nutball? But no, conventional agriculture and conventional farming in this country actually picks up chicken litter from the bottom of the chicken coops filled with poop, excrement, whatever that chicken ate, including mammalian byproducts, cow brain, blood meal. And guess what? Animals eat that in conventional production. It's not allowed in organic production. Second thing, organic is free of antibiotics. They cannot be used. Antibiotic resistance is a huge growing health, public health problem in this country. We feed antibiotics to animals every single day. We wouldn't do that with humans. We wouldn't feed humans antibiotics every day. Why do we do it in conventional agriculture? Third, we feed animals, chicken broilers in this country, things like arsenic, if you can believe it. These are toxic heavy metals that we actually feed the animals. They act a lot like antibiotics. They help them grow better. And the problem with conventional ag is people don't think it moves anywhere, but it does. It moves into the ground, into the groundwater. We create big pits of manure that go up into the air and contaminate it. These things are controlled for in organic production. Organic doesn't allow the use of most synthetic pesticides. It's true, as John points out, that some pesticides are allowed. But one report estimates that about 60% of the pesticides that are out there are classified as a known, probable, or possible carcinogen. But remember, this is a debate isn't about whether you would buy it, but rather whether it is truly a measurable difference and whether or not consumers who buy organic are currently being deceived in the marketplace. And finally, synthetic fertilizers rape the soil, and organic promotes it. And Chuck will be talking a little bit more about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Urvashi Rangan. motion is organic food is marketing hype. And now to speak for the motion, the only actual farmer in the debate tonight, I'd like to introduce Blake Hurst, who is a farmer in Missouri. He raises corn and soybeans and flowers along with his family. He's done it all of his life. He's also a writer who has published in the Wall Street Journal and the Weekly Standard and other magazines. I'm interested, Blake, is it harder to farm or harder to write?
I can't make any money at either one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Blake Hurst.
You've ever driven through the Midwest on a summer evening? Your windshield becomes covered by gazillions of sticky, glutinous gobs of insect guts. And the bugs are corn borer moths. Corn borers cause corn to drop ears, corn stalks to fall over. They also damage the husks of the corn, making it vulnerable to a soil-borne pathogen called aflatoxin, which causes liver cancer in humans. The insecticide BT, produced by corn grown from genetically modified seed, causes corn borers to swell like a balloon and to explode. I find this very satisfying. I imagine pops like a string of firecrackers, like popcorn on a hot stove, as all across my fields corn borers explode. BT corn, of course, disqualifies my crop as organic, even though a nearly identical pesticide is available to organic farmers, and aflatoxin, I should point out, is completely natural. I should probably point out that our farm has manure as a fertilizer source and at the time planted lots of legumes in long rotations, all practices recommended by the advocates of organic farming. Yes, Virginia, people were thinking about soil fertility long before the Oprah Show covered Food Inc. When commercial fertilizer became available, yields went up, costs went down, including environmental costs as we use less resources to produce the same amount of food. When this happens in other industries, it's generally seen as a good thing. You may find this bloodthirsty battle using chemical warfare and genetic manipulation distasteful. It's clear that our opponents here tonight do so. They imagine farming as a holistic walk with nature as we reap her bounty with hardly a mark left on the landscape. According to them, we can walk back our dependence on petroleum, lose our addiction to chemicals and laboratories, and be one again with nature. Rarely has so much nonsense received so much attention from so many outstanding minds. Organic production requires its own set of environmental trade-offs. Organic food takes more land than conventional farming to produce the same amount of food. Organic farming leads directly to more, not less, soil erosion because conventional farmers disturb the soil less. Organic rules are arbitrary, with some practices clearly forbidden because of political pressure instead of science. Some of the most environmentally costly practices conventional farmers use are approved for the organic farmer as well. Hunger is the darkest specter of all, and always closer than we expect, particularly in the parts of the world that are most likely to farm organically, although they don't call it that. Nature doesn't care whether we're hungry or well-fed, and in order to have an adequate supply of food, we have to use all the tools available to us. And as inconvenient as it may be to the critics of the present food system, that's the way it will always be. According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, there are 1 billion hungry people in the world. Every time someone produces organic, purchases organic food, more water and more land are used to produce that food than to produce the same amount of food on my farm. That's the reason why you should vote in favor of the motion. Organic food is fashionable, cool, an attitude, a chance to identify yourself with beautiful actresses instead of old farmers in overalls. But mostly, organic food is marketing hype.
I'm John Donvan, and you're listening to Intelligence Squared U.S., Oxford-style debating on America's shores. The motion is, organic food is marketing hype. Stay with us. We are halfway through the opening round of this Intelligence Squared U.S. debate. I'm John Donvan. As moderator, we have six debaters, two teams of three, who are fighting it out over this motion. Organic food is marketing hype. You have heard three of the opening statements, and now on to the fourth. I would like to introduce Jeffrey Steingarten, who is a best-selling author and food critic for Vogue magazine. One of his more famous books is The Man Who Ate Everything. I apologize, Jeffrey, I have not read the book. Is it autobiographical? Let me recommend the book and introduce once again, ladies and gentlemen, Jeffrey Steingarten.
I started out as a lawyer and not as a food critic or a writer. If this were a court, I think I would ask the judge to exclude most of the previous testimony on the grounds that it was totally irrelevant to the proposition. The forces against good food are very powerful in this country, and it's enough to make you paranoid. Our last speaker, okay, I'm not going to say that he sounded like Dick Cheney, okay, but But he talked about farming as a multi-front war. Now, I know 4 or 5 farmers, and I've spoken to them all in the last few days so that I'd be able to learn all about farming. And there was one nicknamed Farmer Al, who grows some of the best peaches in the country. They're organic. And I asked him, Papa, whether he used Roundup on his weeds. He said, oh, no, we just manage the weeds. Just as long as they're not higher than about that, they won't threaten the plant. The weeds won't. Now, Al's peaches are more expensive. There's no doubt that organic food is, on average, more expensive. So our next speaker, I believe, having read some of what he's written, are going to say, as the farmer did, that it's almost a crime with all the people starving to devote any resources to some kind of elite food. Now, conventional agriculture is not feeding the world. To say that organic agriculture could never feed the world is sidestepping to the fact that conventional agriculture is not feeding the world. And it's dependent upon oil selling at kind of $45 a barrel. It's dependent upon steady climate. And it's also dependent upon relatively available water.
Jeffrey Steingarten, I'm sorry your time is up. Thank you. Thank you, Jeffrey Steingarten.
Hello, I'm Vice President Joe Biden. And I've been asked not to speak in public, so here I am. Now, even though I'm not supposed to speak in public, they didn't say I couldn't sing in public, so whoopity-doo! I've got such a fun song for you. It's sort of a self-defecating song. I think you'll like it. To help me perform it, I've got 2 very exciting personalities. First, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. Nancy's from our Stepford collection. And also our Master of Race Relations, Harry Reid. And they're gonna help me break it down for you now. Each Democrat has their place in the party.
I've got charisma.
I know how to blink.
But no one likes a guy who's just a smarty. That's why I try hard not to overthink.
Because Joe could say something way off kilter.
His invitations might get lost some days.
Perhaps they all got caught in my spam filter. But luckily I show up anyways.
You can't hide this Biden guy. Though God knows some people try. You think by now we'd realize
there ain't no way to hide this Biden guy.
Barack Obama said he liked gay marriage.
For many years that was a fact he hid.
Why put that old horse before the carriage? And I told folks that I knew before he did.
You can't hide what people see. Joe will out you on TV. Our election now will be
decided by the people who watch Glee.
And now, messages from Access Sacramento.